Welcome to Vintage Voices, a production of the Theater Company of Sun City. Our show airs on Sunday at 11 a.m. and Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. on 101.5 FM, Huntley Community Radio. Today's play continues our three-episode series of My Friend Irma, which aired on CBS from April 11, 1947 to August 23, 1954. Its popularity spawned films, a television show, a comic strip, and a comic book. Our cast includes Jan Bachmeier as Jane, Alan Scott as Mr. Clyde, Randy Church as Al, Carrie Cullinane as Mrs. O'Reilly, Rich Escalier as Maestro Wunderkind, and Judy Stage as Irma Peterson. I'm Ed Dennis. The play was directed by Jan Dennis and recorded by Jim Eggers. Music and sound effects were added by Lauren Argo.
My name is Jane, and I have a friend named Irma.
Which means that it's time for your favorite comedy show, My Friend Irma.
Cookie, it's getting late. Will you turn out the light and go to bed?
All right. Gee, it's so dark. What makes darkness?
Oh, I don't know, honey. It's simple. Darkness is caused by the fact that all the light has gone out.
Oh, I see. Then lightness is caused by the fact that all darkness has gone out.
Yeah, something like that. Go to sleep, will you, honey?
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
What are you doing?
I'm counting fellows so I can fall asleep.
You're supposed to count sheep.
You go to sleep the way you want to. I'll go to sleep the way I want to.
Okay, suit yourself.
Jane?
What is it, Irma?
What side do you generally sleep on?
Oh, I don't know. I guess I sleep on my back.
I usually sleep on my right side. You see, my office is downtown. When I get up in the morning, I like to start off in the right direction.
For Pete's sake, will you cut it out? By the way, did you leave a note for the milkman?
Note?
Yeah, to tell him not to leave any more milk this week. He left 4 quarts last time.
I know. That was my fault. I asked him to.
What for?
Well, I was going to take a milk bath. It was supposed to be very good for the complexion. But when I read what milk does, I changed my mind.
What was it you read?
That milk has calcium and builds strong bones.
So?
I don't want to have bony skin.
Irma, will you put the note in the milk bottle out in the hall?
Yes, Jane.
Irma, what's the matter? Get out from under that bed.
No, there's a ghost running through the hall.
A ghost? What are you talking about?
I tell you, I saw him, Jane. A real, live, dead ghost.
Irma, will you stop imagining things?
No, Janie, I saw it. A real ghost. Oh, Janie, I'm scared. What are we going to do?
Well, personally, I never believed in ghosts. They've been scientifically proven to be non-existent.
But then, what are you doing here under the bed with me?
So I'm not the scientific type. Irma, what was this ghost, this particular ghost, wearing a long white sheet?
Yeah. How did you know?
Well, I might as well tell you. Come on, let's get out from under the bed.
Okay.
I saw the same ghost running down the hall last Tuesday.
You did?
Yeah, I thought I might have been imagining things, so I didn't say anything.
Oh, Jane, this is Tuesday.
I know it is.
You saw him last Tuesday.
Yeah.
Maybe he only haunts on Tuesdays, you know? A union ghost. Jane, what can we do if he comes in here?
Well, the closest thing is a dumbwaiter. We can get out through there.
But it's down in the basement.
Time comes. I'm not going to worry about details. You know, this whole thing is ridiculous, Irma. I'm sure it's just our imagination. I'm positively not going to be frightened by any more of this.
Jane, I wish you'd get under your own bed.
Irma, I'm terrified. Someone is knocking on the door.
Do you think it might be?
I don't know. I'm going to find out.
You there, knocking on the door. Are you a ghost?
No. But the way I live, I wish I was dead.
Oh, it's the maestro. Irma, slip into your robe.
Okay.
Just a second, maestro.
Hello, girls.
Oh, gosh, are we happy to see you. What are you doing up at this hour?
Indigestion. Mrs. O'Reilly made dinner for me.
But I thought you ate at home tonight.
I did. This is from last week. Girls, I've never seen you so pale. What's that makeup on your face, eh? Cold cream?
No, ghost cream.
Ghost cream?
Maestro, I know this must sound idiotic to you, but Irma and I have both seen a ghost running down the hall.
You have?
Yes.
Make room for another idiot.
You mean?
Yeah. I saw it 2 weeks ago, on Tuesday night.
What did you do?
Well, being I am a man, there was only one thing I could do. I fainted.
Well, what are we going to do about this?
Well, why don't we call up the exterminating company and tell them to come here and spray?
Irma.
Personally, I can't see why any self-respecting ghost would want to haunt this place. Cemeteries are much more livable.
I think we should tell Mrs. O'Reilly.
Oh, Irma, we can't do that.
But that'll get rid of the ghost.
How?
Well, you know she doesn't allow people in here unless they sign a lease.
Oh, that is the one thing we can't do. Tell her. I think we ought to wait and
there
then...
There it is! The ghost again! Everybody be still.
Yoo-hoo! Girls!
If it's not the ghost, it's an old vampire bat.
Now listen, not a word about this to Mrs. O'Reilly, because she may not believe us. She'll think we're trying to defame her building and she'll throw us out.
Yeah, you got a point there. Because, come to think of it, if the ghost was a man, she would have caught him a long time ago.
Now remember, no one tell her, and that means you, Irma.
Oh, you can count on me, Jane. I know how to play dumb. Come in, Mrs. O'Reilly.
Oh, hello, girls. Is everything all right? I heard a commotion up here.
Oh, we're fine, Mrs. O'Reilly. You won't find a ghost around here for miles.
Oh, swell.
Ghosts? You should excuse Irma, Mrs. O'Reilly. Seeing you with your hair in curlers, your face without makeup, she thought maybe you were getting ready to haunt the house.
Oh, glory be. I forgot all about me appearance. Ah, I must look a mess.
Well, I wouldn't say a mess, but give me time. I think of the word. I know. Disaster.
Oh, I'll thank you to keep your insults to yourself. Girls, why do you look so pale?
We saw a mouse.
Yeah, about 6 feet tall, wearing a white sheet.
Oh, you girls don't make any sense. And Maestro, what are you doing here at this hour?
Me? Well, I walk in my sleep.
And how come?
If you had the mattress I have, you'd do a lot of walking, too.
Really, Mrs. O'Reilly, there's nothing wrong. And what Irma said about a ghost is ridiculous, isn't it, Irma?
I'm not spookin' until I'm spookin' to.
Irma, go on. Mrs. O'Reilly, go back to bed. You need your beauty sleep.
Offhand, about 60 years.
Whoa, now just for that, I insist you walk me back to me door. You know, I'm afraid of the dark. Someone might try to carry me off.
Not if he's carrying a flashlight.
You see? She didn't find out anything from me.
You did everything but draw her a road map. Now come on, get in bed and let's forget this whole thing.
All right.
I'll turn out the light. Good night, Cookie.
Good night, Jane. Jane?
Yes?
What does a ghost really look like?
I don't know, honey. The ones I've seen pictures of are all bones.
Maybe we ought to get a dog.
Irma, will you please go to sleep?
All right. Good night, Jane. Shh. Jane, do you hear that?
Yes, Irma. I'm really terrified. It can't be Mrs. O'Reilly. It can't be the maestro. And we're in bed.
Gee, it must be some unearthly creature. I'll see. Who's at the door?
Chicken, it's me. Ow.
You're right, Irma. It's some unearthly creature, but let him in.
Well, all right. Just a second, Al. I'm putting my robe on.
Hiya, Chicken.
Oh, Al, you don't know how glad we are to see you.
I saw the light on in your window and was just on my way home from work.
I thought the pool room closed at 9. But sit down, Al. Sit down and make yourself at home. I really like you, Al.
You do? Hey, most of the time you imply that I'm obnoxious.
Well, that's only during the week. On Tuesdays, you're lovely.
Oh, Al, you're a brave man, aren't you?
Well, you know my war record, Chicken. I've the biggest victory garden on the block.
What we're trying to say is, nothing terrifies you, does it?
Nothing in the world. Why? Having trouble?
Yes, Al.
Well, then I'm your man. Now, just who is this guy that's been causing the trouble?
Well, he isn't exactly a man. It's hard to describe.
Well, who is he? Or is it a she?
I don't think so.
A kid?
Well...
Go on, tell me. I don't care if it's a dame or a kid. I ain't afraid of either of them.
See, I told you. He's as brave as they come.
Ah, come on, Chicken. Tell me, how much does this bum weigh?
Practically nothing.
I'll murder him.
Oh, Al, you're wonderful. Come on, Jane. We can sleep in peace. When that ghost comes back, my Al will take care of him. Won't you, Al? Al? Al?
Your hero just went.
Huh?
Yeah, he was as brave as they come, and as they come, he went. Come on, Irma, we've got to pull ourselves together. If we don't get some sleep, we won't be able to get up for work. Come on, honey.
All right, Jane. Wait a minute. I'll be right back.
Where are you going?
Jane, I'll only be a minute.
Irma, get back in bed. I'm scared. Irma?
There. Now that ghost won't dare come near us.
Why? What did you do?
I just put a sign on the door. Measles.
Miss Peterson. Miss Peterson. Miss Peterson.
Yes, Mr. Clyde.
Will you please stop yawning? It frightens me.
Why?
Your mouth is open, and I'm afraid you're going to talk. Take this letter, please.
All right, Mr. Clyde. I'm ready. And I'm wide awake.
Good, good. 2, Mr. John Schwartz, President, Snagproof Zipper Company, New York City, New York.
Got it.
Got it? You idiot, you can't write with a nail file.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What's the matter with you, Miss Peterson?
Mr. Clyde, have you ever had a sleepless night?
Yes, right after the morning I hired you.
No, seriously. Jane and I were up all last night. I saw a ghost.
A ghost?
Yes, I think the apartment we live in is haunted.
Well, my dear girl, you have no problem. If you want to get rid of that ghost, it's simple.
How?
Talk to him for a while. He'll leave. I know many times after talking to you, I've wanted to leave this earth.
Oh, no, Mr. Clyde. This is serious. I'm not getting any sleep, and I just don't have any vitality. In other words, when I get here, I'm not all there.
You can be anywhere and you're not all there. Of all the silly, preposterous stories, seeing a ghost.
Well, I did. I saw him Tuesday night, and Jane saw him last Tuesday night. Hey, and the maestro saw him the Tuesday night before that.
Miss Peterson, there is no such thing as a ghost. It's just an apparition.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Not one of us ever had surgery. Furthermore, I think...
How do you like that? She's fallen asleep.
Huh?
Miss Peterson, look, I don't want to be a hard-hearted boss, Miss Peterson, but are you sure you saw a ghost?
Positively. He was running down the hall.
Fast?
Real fast.
Well, he sounds peppier than you. You go home and send him here to work.
You're not going to help me, Mr. Clyde?
Help you? I want to tell you something, Miss Peterson. I'm running a law office, and if you do not come to work with all your faculties, as limited as they are, I'm going to replace you. Because right now, you're non-compos mentis, incoherent, lackadaisical, and completely dispensable.
I am?
Positively.
Mr. Clyde, would you please put that in writing?
Why?
I might want a reference for my next boss.
Get out of here.
That you, sweetie?
Hello, Jane.
What's the matter, Cookie? Trouble in the office?
Gee, we've got to do something. Mr. Clyde said that if we don't get enough sleep at home, he's going to fire me. But he gave me a very nice reference.
He did?
Yes. He said I was non compos mentis. And if I remember my French, that means right on the ball.
Oh. Honey, I've got a headache. Take it easy, will you?
Were you sleepy at the office?
Sleepy? I drank so much black coffee I developed a Brazilian accent. You know, this is dreadful, Irma. Let's get to bed early and get a good night's sleep.
All right, Jane.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm hanging the sheet over the clothes tree. If a ghost comes, he'll see we've already been haunted.
Miss Peterson, this is Thursday and you're still asleep at your desk. Don't tell me you saw the ghost last night.
No, but we were awake all night waiting for him to show up.
Miss Peterson, this is Friday, the third morning I found you sleeping on the job.
Oh, Mr. Clyde, I'm so dopey.
That is the understatement of the year. Miss Peterson, this is Tuesday morning.
Oh, tonight is the night. Oh, Mr. Clyde, what shall I do if I see him running down the hall again?
Just take him by the hand and ask him to lead you to the unemployment office. You're fired.
Oh, no. Oh. Jane?
That you, Cookie? Irma, what's wrong?
I've been fired.
Oh, that's terrible. How are we going to get along?
What do you mean?
I've been fired, too. Rather, I told Richard I just couldn't go on taking a salary and coming to work every morning half asleep. Irma, do you know that the time has come for action? We'll just have to tell Mrs. O'Reilly the truth and move. When we get back to normal, I'm sure we can get our jobs back. Come in.
It's me again, Maestro Vanderkin. Well, girls, it's Tuesday night again, and I thought maybe you'd like to go for a little walk.
Walk? Where to?
Boston. We can be back tomorrow.
No, Maestro, no. We have decided to face the issue. We're going to tell Mrs. O'Reilly we think the place is haunted, and we're moving.
Oh, no. Girls, you can't move. It'll break my heart.
Well, we can't sleep. Can you?
Well, yeah, but only because I keep telling myself the ghost is much better off than I am.
What do you mean?
When I saw him, he was wearing a clean white sheet. I should only get such service.
Well, we've had all we can take. I'm calling Mrs. O'Reilly. Mrs. O'Reilly, will you please come up here?
Who's doing all that yelling?
Oh, gee, I'm sorry, Mrs. Martin. Did I wake the baby?
No, but please be quiet. I'll be right up, Jeannie. Please.
Now, Irma, I'll do the talking.
Okay.
What has my life come to that you girls are going to leave? And yet, how can I stop you? I saw the ghost with my own eyes.
If I could only figure out who it was that was coming back to haunt me. It couldn't be my school teacher. The day I graduated, she said she never wanted to see me again.
Irma.
Yoo-hoo! It's me, Mrs. O'Reilly.
Come in.
Oh, hello, girls. Maestro.
Good evening.
What's the trouble, Janie, darling?
Mrs. O'Reilly, I don't know how to begin this, but...
Mrs. O'Reilly, we want the truth. Have you rented out one of your apartments to a person who is not living?
What? Oh, no, they're all living. Well, a couple of them are deadbeats, but they're still alive.
Look, what we're trying to say, Mrs. O'Reilly, is that, well, I mean, I know that this sounds unbelievable, but every Tuesday night, a ghost in a white sheet has been roaming the halls.
Glory be. Are you sure?
You can ask the maestro. He's seen them, too.
That's right. That's right, Mrs. O'Reilly. Probably someone who died over 1,000 years ago. He keeps coming back to find out what keeps you going.
Oh, shut up.
I hate to say this, Mrs. O'Reilly, but Irma and I haven't slept a wink since it happened. We're going to have to find another place to live.
A ghost? In my building? Oh, glory be. I believe I know who it is.
You do?
Oh, yes. It must be me late husband Clancy. The poor man probably misses me.
I thought that's why he went in the first place. To get away from you.
Oh, bite your tongue. My poor dear Clancy worshipped me. He practically threw himself at me feet.
Uh-huh. He may have wanted to escape and sought safer boats.
Now listen here, you.
Now, please, this is no time to argue. You'll have to do something about this.
Oh, I'm convinced it's Clancy. And there's only one way to handle the situation.
How?
Oh, if I could get through to him. You know, hold a seance and explain to him that he's frightening the tenants.
Seance? I've heard of red ants and picnic ants, but sea ants? Do they swim?
Irma.
Now, Janie, put out the lights. We can all sit around the table holding hands so I can make contact with the spirits.
Mrs. O'Reilly, let's have no drinking at this hour.
Cookie, Mrs. O'Reilly, don't you think it's just a little ridiculous?
Oh, Janie, I know what I'm doing. Just turn out the lights.
All right.
Fine. Now that we're all in complete darkness, everybody hold hands.
All right, but I warn you, if you're using this as an excuse to get fresh, I'll leave.
Oh, you stay. Now, everybody, concentrate. I'll try to make contact with Clancy. Oh, Clancy! Oh, Clancy! Yoo-hoo! Clancy, this is Kathleen. Remember me? Will you not be coming in a little stronger?
Try channel 2.
Oh, be still. Clancy. Oh, cousin, this is your little Cupid doll.
Who now looks like a baseball has been thrown at her.
Maestro.
Oh, Clancy, come to us, Clancy.
Isn't he polite? He's knocking before he comes in. Come in, Clancy.
Hiya, folks. Hey, why are you all sitting around the table? There ain't no food on it.
Well, Mrs. O'Reilly's holding a siesta.
Seance.
Seance? What for?
Well, I'm trying to get through to me late husband Clancy so he'll stop haunting the building. Now just sit down and hold hands with the person next to you. Put out the lights, please.
Okay.
Now, concentrate. Everyone. Clancy? Clancy? I'm calling you out there in the spirit world. I think I'm getting something. Ooh, I see a small little light in the distance.
It's the one in the refrigerator. Al, will you please sit down?
Okay.
Go on. See if you can dial him in.
Clancy, if you love me, please answer.
He answered.
But it sounds like he's running away.
He must have seen you.
Somebody quick, go to the door and see if he's there.
Oh, no, not me. No way, no.
Hey, I'll go. Hey, I bet it worked.
You bet what worked?
I put carpet tacks in the hall.
Carpet tacks? Wait a minute. I'll be back.
Where is she going?
Gee, I don't know.
Mrs. O'Reilly, the seance is over. You can let go of my hand.
Oh, what's the hurry? I want to talk to a few more ghosts that I know.
Well, Jane, what's the news? Did you see the ghost?
Yeah, I saw him.
Jane? Jane, what are you laughing at?
Mrs. Martin has him by the ears.
Is it a ghost?
Yeah.
Honey, will you please explain?
Every Tuesday night, Mr. Martin has a poker game. So he can't sneak out to meet the boys, Mrs. Martin hides his clothes. So he runs down the hall in a sheet. Good night, Irma.
Good night, Jane.
Friendship, friendship, just a perfect friendship. When other friendships have been forgotten, theirs will still be hot.
We hope you enjoyed this My Friend Irma episode. Join us next month for the final show in our series, Irma's Trip to England. And visit the Vintage Voices website at huntleyradio.com to hear any of our 46 radio plays.